Welcome back. Thank you guys for hanging in there. You are doing great. The topic of this call that we're going to get into is all about the fact that money loves to be accumulated. So just to go over what we covered money loves understanding with the roots of money exercise. We've also covered money does not land in chaos, so that you guys can get clear on your budget and your expenses. We've also covered managing your debt, your investments, and your spending, so that you're actually making sure that when you spend money, you are investing in your net worth and your self-worth. You're adding to it, and you're not depleting from it. And we're going to move into how to accumulate money at this point, right? And how to really start to ask for more money and raise your prices. Now, here's the thing. I'm gonna go straight into the content of the material here, just because this is really great stuff. And I know a lot of you came to the program because you were hoping to be able to raise your prices and ask for more money. The very first thing that needs to happen is that you've got to stop thinking about money in terms of months and start thinking about money in terms of the year amount that you would like to create. Because when you think of money in terms of months, like I only made $4,000 this month, or I only made, you know, $2,000 this month, and then next month, you know, the month after that, you only make $500, and then the month after that, you make $12,000. You tend as a business owner to put yourself on this crazy running treadmill, right, where it's like a rabbit, you know, a hamster wheel where you're constantly running to get something and you're never really satisfied. What you want to start to do is think to yourself, how much money do I need to make over the course of this coming year, and how many clients is that worth over the course of the year, and break it out from there. So that's just a different way of looking at it, right? So if you want to make $50,000 this year from your business and you're charging, let's say your average program is about, you know, for a 6-month program, it ends up being about $2,000, right? So $2,000, 2,000 times 5 is 10,000. Right? So that needs on average about 25 clients over the course of the year. Right? Which means that you need to get about 2 clients a month, right, to be able to reach that. And it sounds so much more doable when you think about it that way than when you think about it in terms of I need to make a certain amount per month. So start there in terms of thinking about money differently. And then the other thing you need to start thinking about is raising your prices. Right? The way to create a revenue breakthrough, you know, if I were going to talk about the main components of breaking through to more money, the first one is getting more clients, right, and learning how to do that. The second one is raising your prices for each particular client that comes into your door. So the impact, this exercise below on page 14 is what I call my impact and cost exercise. This exercise is pivotal to understanding what it is that you're doing with your clients and to understand the value that you are creating for them internally within yourself so that you can ask for more money. Now, raising your prices goes like this, and I think I talked to Sue about this yesterday. You start out and you think, okay, I am worth $200 a month. Then your coach, Monica, tells you that you should raise your prices. And you think to yourself, well, I don't know if I can raise my prices. Who's going to pay that? I'm having trouble finding people that pay that now. But you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go up to $325 a month just because Monica said so and because I'm going to just try it. In the beginning, you are going to ask for that money, and it's going to be hard because you don't quite believe it. But in the beginning, while you're doing this, you've got to be working on your internal vibration around money. And one of the most important things you can be doing to increase your vibration to receive more is to do the impact exercise below, right? Because you got to start to believe in yourself first that you're worth that. You really got to get super clear that you are worth War Buddy internally, so that when you start asking for it, it is more likely that people will buy. And then what's going to happen next is that you're going to get tested. And what happens is the next 10 sessions that you do will most likely be with people that can't afford you at $325 but could afford you at $200, right? Or even can't afford $325 or $200. And you're going to say to yourself, well, see, this is what I thought. People can't afford this. But you just got to keep persisting through it. And you got to have faith that there will be people that are afforded and that you are worth it and that it is what your value. And this is, and I call that part the faith part, right? When you're, and you just keep going and doing initial sessions and you keep having faith that they're going to be able to afford you. Probably by about the 15th or the 20th session that you've done, you're going to meet someone who can afford to pay you $325. And by then, you're going to have gotten so good at doing the sessions themselves and talking about the value that you provide, that it's going to be believable to that person. And at that point, you're going to celebrate, you're going to write into the forum, everybody's going to congratulate you, and then you're going to be at what I call the half vibration, which means that you're halfway to this next level of vibration that you need to be at in order to attract clients that can afford you at $325. So then the next 10 sessions are going to be clients that can afford you at $325, but they're going to complain. They're going to try to nagle with you. They're going to try to take the prices down. They're going to complain that you're charging too much. And then, but you're going to keep your hold your ground. You're going to keep charging what you're charging. And then you're going to break through. And you're going to just start attracting different people who can afford what you're offering because you're really good at doing it and you understand the value and you understand how to communicate it to them. So it's a process to raise your prices. Now, it may not take that long at all. In fact, in most cases, it doesn't. It just is, you know, it takes a lot quicker, and it's like one session that people can't afford you, and then you get to the next session, and somebody can. But I just want to give you an insight into really having faith in yourself when you raise your prices, that you're worth it, and that there will be people that can afford it, and that eventually you're going to start attracting those people that can afford it, and not giving up in the process until you attract the people that can. So let's go ahead and go through this exercise. What I'd like to do for this exercise is have a person that I'd like to walk through this with so that you guys can hear how it's done. So can I... I'm going to go ahead and put it on interactive. Will somebody volunteer to walk through this with me?
I will, Marcia. This is Elizabeth. You've already walked through another exercise with me before, so if somebody else wants to step in, I just, hearing nothing,
okay.
I thought I would step up.
Great.
I'll call if no one does.
Okay. Is that Shaniqua? Is that? Yes? Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought I was on mute.
Great. So, Elizabeth, why don't we let Shaniqua walk through it, and then so we can give another person a chance. Okay, Shaniqua. So, I'm going to put everybody into lecture mode, and then I'm going to unmute you. So, just give me a minute here. Oh wait. Shaniqua, can you tell me what your phone number is? I realized that as I went over.
Okay, it is 917-709.
Okay, so you're down here. Okay, got ya.
What it looks like.
Okay. I can hear you, Shaniqua. Can you? All right, good. So let's go ahead and get started here. So, Shaniqua, I want you to tell everybody what your new niche is and who you work with. Just so that we can, everybody's on the same page.
I help business owners who are struggling to do it all find, train, and hire the perfect team so that their businesses can prosper.
Excellent. Great. Nice work on the pitch, Shaniqua. So can you tell me some results that clients will gain from working with you?
Well, they have developed peace of mind. They're able to work more on their businesses instead of in their businesses, as we say. They're able to set goals and focus on their CEO duties versus being bogged down with regular everyday tasks.
Great.
Is
good.
That enough?
Good. Yeah, that's good for now. For the purposes of this, when you guys are doing this with your buddies or you're doing it alone, I want you to write as many as you can think of.
Okay.
Good. And I would also just add some general results there. They're going to make more money. They're going to find more time. They're going to have time for vacation. They're going to have peace of mind. They're going to be able to find more clients. They're going to sleep better at night, right? So just, you know, a couple more results. Good. So
exactly.
Now we're going
to
move on.
Hire people they can trust.
Absolutely. So in what way do these results impact your clients' finances or money? And you can repeat, go ahead, but like, how do they impact their finances or their money?
What was the question? How do they what?
In what way do these results impact your client's finances or money?
In what way do these results?
Let me help you. So the fact that they're going to have more peace of mind, how is that going to affect their finances? It's not a trick question.
Hmm.
They're going to go up, right? They're going to make more money?
Of course. Well, yeah.
Right. So I would say, so just to help you here, they're going to make more money. They're going to have more time off. They're going to have more clients that are worth more money, right? They could probably find time to get higher worth clients, right? So in terms
right.
of finances and money, they're going to have more personal income, more business income. They might be able to buy their dream house. They might be able to send their kids to better schools, right? So these are all the way that what you're doing impacts their finances or their money. Is that clear, Shaniqua?
Yes.
Okay, great. Good. And the reason I'm doing this with it, for everybody, by the way, is because I want to make sure it's clear on how you do this exercise. So, you know, don't feel like you have to know what you're doing. And then in what way do these results impact your client's health or well-being?
Well, they're definitely less stressful.
Yep.
So, let's see, their well-being, they're happier now because they feel like they've unloaded, you know, some things that they had weighing down on them, like all these tasks that they have to do every day, the fact that they're not sleeping because they're up working. But when you delegate it off, now you have a team of people who you can trust that are working on your behalf, and you just feel better. You feel relieved.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. So I would just add to that, they're probably going to sleep better. They're going to take blood pressure down, cholesterol, other health issues that they might have. They're going to prevent disease. Right, and does everybody see how far I'm taking this, right? I'm really taking this to the max that it can possibly be. They're probably going to be less depressed, less anxious, less prone to obesity, have more time to work out, be in better shape, eat healthier foods, right? So all relating to their health and well-being. Good. So let's keep moving. In what way do these results impact my client's family or relationships? So how is it going to affect their family or relationships, Shaniqua?
It will improve their relationships because now they have more time to work on cultivating the relationships.
Absolutely. Good. So taking that even a step further, right, they're going to have a better relationship with their wives or their husbands because they're going to be able to go home earlier and spend time with them. They're going to have better relationships with their kids because they might actually be able to get to spend the weekends with them. They're going to be able to see their extended family, like their moms and their dads and their cousins, because they'll just have more time. They're going to have better business relationships with their clients because they're going to not have to worry about every detail so that they can help their clients better and get higher paid clients that way. They're probably going to have better relationship with the people at work because you're going to help them to train and establish policies and procedures. So they're going to know exactly what to say to make sure that everybody's working optimally, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in what way do these results impact your client's future potential? Future or / potential?
Well, I guess ultimately you'll be a better person or you'll get to accomplish the goals that you've always want to accomplish in life because now you're you're on the course that you should be on. You're able to focus and think clearly.
Absolutely. Good. And to take that a little bit further, right, you could help someone create a multi-six-figure million-dollar company this way, right? The future potential is unlimited for a business owner when they have a good team and they're able to focus on what they're willing to do. Now, I want to ask you, Shanika, we haven't done the bottom part yet, but how does that make you feel about the value that you offer to someone?
Feels priceless.
Absolutely. Right? Do you feel better now about charging, you know, whatever you do a month for your clients? Because you're changing their entire lives. Do you see that?
I do.
Okay. Good. Good. And everybody on the call, right, it is very important that you do the exercise, and play back the recording for this if you need to so that you get how to do it. And I would also really encourage you to do this with your buddy, right, either do it with your Revenue Breakthrough buddy or do it later today with your Money Breakthrough buddy, if you have something different today. But really talk through the value that you're providing. And if there's any moment in time where you start to get nervous, about charging higher prices or anxious about what it is that you offer or whether you're worth it, go through this again. And for those of you that are brand new, I know you're thinking, well, I haven't done it yet, so how do I even know that these results are going to happen or how do I know that this impact is going to be there? You're going to need to go on faith for a little while. For your first 5 clients, you're going to need to have some faith about what you think is going to happen to them. And you're also going to base it on your own story and stories of friends and family that you've already worked with. And then after some time, you'll have some client stories that you can actually use to fill the rest of this out. So let's keep going, Shanika. Let's do the cost section. So brainstorm for your clients the obvious results they will lose by not solving their problem. Be specific. So what are they going to lose if they don't get a team?
They're definitely going to lose money because they're unable to focus on their businesses and their business goals and all types of other things.
Great. Good. They're going to lose any opportunity for them to go on more vacations, have better relationships, right? Because they're going to lose the opportunity to have better clients and better client relationships. They may lose the opportunity to better educate themselves because they're just not going to have time to do anything other than that. So again, there's a big cost there, right? The cost of not doing your program is that they may end up, by not achieving the results, what is the cost to your clients' finances or money? What is it going to do to their finances or money?
Deplete them.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said it would deplete their revenue.
Yep. So it's going to cost them the upside, right? So by not hiring you, they're probably going to stay exactly where they are for the next 5 years. And then again, by not achieving these results, what is the cost to their health or well-being? What's going to happen to their health or well-being?
You're asking me that right now?
Yep.
So you just said they're pretty much going to be standing still for the next 5 years, so they'll be wasting a lot of time.
Yep. And the cost to their health, what would that be? Like if they're working harder and harder, they're not making more money, what is that going to do to their health or their well-being?
Decrease the quality of their health because they'll be stressed all the time.
Yep.
So it'll increase medical issues, I guess?
Yep. Yep, it's going to decrease the quality of their health. They're going to be stressed. They may get depressed. They may get diseases. It's going to increase medical costs if they're stressed out and anxious and end up having to go on blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication, right?
Mm-hmm. And by not achieving...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Which will in turn impact their families.
Yep. And what's the cost to their family or relationships? What could happen if they don't hire you?
They can lose relationships. Family members will forget about them. That whole thing. Oh, family members will be equally as stressed because they're worried about them and their health that's going down.
Yep, absolutely. Good. Good. So they could lose partnerships. They could miss out on time with their family. They can miss out on important events with their kids because they're so busy working all the time. They could miss out on family get-togethers and vacations because they just can't seem to handle it all. Good. And then by not achieving the results that you're going to give them, what's the cost to their future or to their potential?
They'll never make it to achieving their ultimate goals. They may feel discouraged very often. Their self-worth will be very low.
Yeah. Good.
They won't have the confidence that they should have, that they deserve.
Yeah. Good. Good, good, good. So, yeah, absolutely. So, Shadiqua, when you go through the cost, again, does it support your value that you provide?
When I go through the cost,
Now that we've done the cost, is it more clear to you that you provide a really great value to your clients?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So the next part of this is, once you've gone through all of this, is you want to write this sentence at least 5 to 10 times, which is, the services that I provide, you can put your services, so the business coaching on team service that I provide, which impacts my clients by, and you would list one or two, finances, money, health, or well-being. So it impacts my clients by helping them make more money and spend more time with their family. And without this help, what's at stake for my clients is that they may lose their health and lose a relationship, a very valuable relationship in their personal life. Right? So what you're going to do is write, literally pen to paper here. This is really important, especially those of you that are struggling around asking for more money, is write this 10 times with 10 different results, impacts, and 10 different costs until you really start to get clear intrinsically in your heart and in your belly the value that you're providing and how much you are changing your clients' lives when you work with them. Because the thing is that your clients don't even get this. Like, they don't understand how much you're changing their lives. Because for them, it's a service. They're paying you money, and oftentimes they're not even aware enough to really be able to measure the impact that you're having in their lives. So you have to do it for yourself. And this is one of the first things to do for yourself. If you're having trouble asking for money or raising your prices, you need to get really clear with yourself about the value that you provide, the impact that you have on your clients, and the cost that they will suffer if they don't work with you. This will also help for those of you that are nervous about the sales process. Because if you do not put yourself out there to make a sale or to meet people and then make a sale, you are causing these costs to occur in people's lives. You're allowing them to get sick. Or in the case of Shadiqua, she's allowing business owners to get so discouraged and overwhelmed because they're trying to do everything themselves that they will go out of business. Right? So if she does not put herself out there, there will be people that struggle mainly because they never met her.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. All right. So let me just go ahead and open up the lines. Any comments about that exercise or questions?
This was a really powerful exercise. I can already feel the energy of it just filling me up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I recommend it I still do this exercise for myself, you know, because everybody has days where you're like, why am I doing this? It's not working, right? And I'll sit down and I'll do it, and it's like, oh, I get it. It's absolutely so powerful. And even just doing that last part where you write the sentence 5 or 10 times, if you're ever having a day when you need to really bolster your own value for what you're going to do for people, this is how you get there. to also just know when you're doing a sale, the rule of sales is that the person that is most convinced of their offering, of their reasoning, is the one that's going to win out in the sale. So remember that. The person that is most convinced of what they're offering is going to win out in the sale. So if you are more convinced than the person in front of you that they need you and that they're going to have amazing life changes because of you, then you're going to get them to become your client. And if they are more convinced that they don't need you and that they, that other stuff in their life is more important than you are, then they are going to win out. So you really want to work on your commitment to this person in front of you and convincing yourself of the value that you're going to provide for them. And that's what this exercise allows you to really get. Any other comments or questions?
It's Leslie.
Yeah.
I agree. That was a very powerful exercise, and it almost, well, I felt guilty. I was like, you know, wow, I felt responsible and guilty, that guilty for withholding my help, and
yeah,
responsible that, wow, I actually, you know, there are people out there that need me, and so sitting here being afraid is just, you know, I'm not helping them, I'm not helping myself, and so now I feel like I'm responsible.
Yeah, good. And I don't
like,
think you
I
should
have
feel
to
like...
go out there and change women's lives. They need me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They do. And, you know, and that's it's interesting when you really start to get that, when you get that you've got a movement that you're putting into this world, and it's more than just about you.
Right.
Right? That it's about you affecting change in other people's lives who are going to affect change in other people's lives. Right? And when you start to really get that, your fears, you just, they tend to diminish, you know, or you tend to just be able to work around them because you're clear that there's a reason for you being here and you got to get out there and be doing it.
Right.
Awesome, Leslie. Great. Thank you. And I'm so glad that that's happening for you. Great.
Yeah.
Good.
Monica, can you repeat what you said about how to combat fear or guilt, I guess? About depriving services, you just go back to the being rock solid on what your price is?
Yeah, rock solid on what your value is, right? Is this Elizabeth?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So I'm still getting all of your voices. Here's the thing. For you, Elizabeth, you know, I've actually had the privilege of working with Elizabeth, and she's awesome. And for you especially, you need to do this exercise, and you need to get really clear that in one session, you can literally transform the way people are thinking about their lives and the decisions that they're making. So you are worth whatever amount of money you want to charge because of that. And the more clear you get about that, the more you're going to be able to look someone in the eye and say, this is absolutely worth it for you to do. It will fundamentally shift who you are and the way you're thinking for the better, and I can't wait to get started.
Wow. Thank you. I'm taking that in. That means a lot.
Great. Good. Other questions? Okay. All right. So I'm going to get back to a little bit of the nuts and bolts. So I'm going to go back into lecture here. Okay, restructuring your programs and products in order to raise your prices. Now, just for the record, we're going to be doing programs and pricing in a full session in the Revenue Breakthrough Program, in the normal program. But what I want to talk about here, and I've talked about it with some of you on your one-on-one calls, but I want you to really get that the way that you structure your program or prices in order to increase, to raise your value, is that we've got to stop using the traditional coaching model, the traditional, you know, the coaching or the service model, and go into some new stuff. So most of you that either did a coaching program or if you are a health practitioner, you did some sort of health program, you were taught to sell things like, you know, a six-month program, and you sell it by the hour. You know, it's $150 per hour, and then it's $300 per month. And then, you know, if people buy monthly and you break it out for them by hour or by month, or if you're a health practitioner, you were taught to sell packages of 10 or packages of 3, and it's just based on hours per dollar. And the next level of thinking that I want to introduce to all of you is that model was based sort of on a therapeutic model of, like, you come in and you spend a certain amount of time working with a person on a certain thing, and it just doesn't apply to our work anymore. And what I want you to start to think about it as, you have a program, and it is a 3-month program or a 6-month program or a 12-month program. And what you put into that program is completely up to you. And what you charge for that program is what you think the value of that program is. It's not based on how many hours you spend with that client. It's not based on how many days you see them or how many sessions they have. It's based on the fact that they're going to have this great life change. So this is what's happening as you're noticing people are charging platinum and premium programs for things. They're creating programs for things. And so the way to start this, to start thinking about this, is to write down everything you could offer in a program on a business card. One offering per business card. I don't mean business card here, I mean index card. So write down everything you could offer on an index card. One offering per index card. And I want you to start to break out what it is that you do with people. So, for example, your email access to you, your 30-minute strategy sessions, your questionnaires, your assessments, your frequently asked question sheets, your templates, your scripts, your recordings, your transcripts, your CDs, your 30-minute sessions, your 60-minute sessions, your, you know, and in the case, like, if some of you I've worked with you on, so I'm going to use some real examples here. Sue is a private chef, a Reiki instructor, and a yoga instructor. She can separate those out, right, as different offerings she could put into a program. Elizabeth does crystal healings and Akashic readings. Those are separate offerings that she could put into her program. Larkin, I know, does intuitive readings, and she does coaching, like relationship coaching. Those are separate offers that she could put into programs. And I know I talked to Doris yesterday, does a lot of different things. She does work with energetic oils, she does Reiki, she does coaching, she knows how to do nutrition stuff and talk about nutrition stuff, she knows how to do meditation. What you do is you break out all of your different offerings and put them on index cards. And then reorganize your offerings based on the value, not based on time or access to you. And then create your program. So just to give you an example of how to sort of put together a program, and I've worked with some of you on this, but here's an example of a program that's not just a coaching package. So the program is called the Find Your True Love Package. It includes one full day of meditative and visualization intensive, 12 30-minute coaching sessions, a bonus of one love typing session, it's like an assessment, another bonus of 3 books in the mail to help you learn. Another bonus of a customized meditation CD. The investment for this program is $3,000, or one down payment of $800 and 5 payments of $500. So what you to see here, how we've separated out different offerings and we've peppered them in as bonuses and different ways to offer things in a particular kind of program. And then we've priced it as a program and not necessarily as hours for dollars or 150 an hour or whatever, because really you're only giving them 12 30-minute coaching sessions. So it's not really a dollars for hours here. What it is the overall value that they're going to get from you by doing all of this stuff together with you. Now, if this is confusing to some of you because you're not clear exactly how to do this, it's okay. Some of you have already created programs for, and I just want to open up the lines here because I want people to start to get what programs, just to give different examples of programs that I've helped you guys create. So, Elizabeth, will you tell everybody what your program is that we created?
Let me get back to that page. Yes, we were creating a program. There were two. There was a program for, it was called The Answer Is Within You. And it's for busy spiritual women to get in touch with their own intuition and have a stronger connection to spirit and themselves and their family, etc. It was going to be a six-month program, $425 a month to start, and I was going to alternate months, do like an Akashic Records reading in January, March, and May, and then some crystal work in February, April, and June, and then have two other, like, 30-minute coaching sessions, or one or two other 30-minute coaching sessions each month, maybe a one a pre-reading session to kind of work on the questions, get the best questions that they need to ask in there during their consultation down, and then a post-consultation coaching. And that was going to be a really interesting program.
Great. Good. So just to recap her program, it's a six-month program. She does three Akashic reading sessions, three crystal reading sessions, and then I think she's doing six half-an-hour coaching sessions. And then a couple bonuses that I think she was going to give is that she's going to send crystals for every time she does a crystal reading, and she was going to do some meditation work and inner work with people as well to help them be able to be in touch with themselves. So you see how that's, you know, it's not your typical coaching program. It's an actual sort of spiritual awakening program that she's offering people. Good. Awesome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
I know we did a really cool program for you, too, on your call the other day. Will you share your program?
Sure. My program is the Spoil Yourself program, and it's for busy, frustrated, overwhelmed new moms so that they could eat healthy, lose weight, and pamper themselves. And what that includes is 12 half-hour coaching sessions, six one-and-a-half-hour private yoga sessions, and I think it was two in-home private cooking lessons, and a health food store tour. And we were thinking of doing an option of possibly like a bonus of prepared foods as an upgrade. Well, I was talking to Elizabeth about that.
Great.
Yeah, so that's the program, and yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Good, good. And what were you thinking? What did we decide for price range for you? I just want people to hear different price ranges here. Because that program that she just gave is a lot of work on her part, right? It's, she's going to be cooking with them twice, a cooking store tour, the in-person yoga session. So, I mean, that program's a really high-value program for people. So what did we price it at?
We priced it at $500 a month, so $3,000 for the package.
Yep. And that's starting prices for that. Like that has a lot of room. Both of your programs, Elizabeth and Sue, have a lot of room to grow when you guys get more comfortable with the sales process. Good. And I don't remember if I went over packages with anyone else. Does anyone else want to share their program? Okay. All right, good. If you want to go over your particular program, go ahead and post it on the forum, and I can review it from there. And I also want you to remember that both Elizabeth and Sue have been doing this for at least a little while, so I did take them to the next step in terms of making a program that's a little fuller for them. But I know, for example, for Doris is just starting, bless your heart, and so for her, I created a pretty simple three-month program, right, that she just is, it's pretty basic for her. For her, she's just doing three sessions a month with people at a certain, you know, at a certain rate. And I want you to start where you're comfortable. Like, you know, if you're just starting and you've not had clients before, you don't need to make a complicated program. You could do a three-month program. And even for Elizabeth and Sue, if you guys find that it's too complicated to do this and you want to go back to doing a simple program, you could totally do that. I just want to make sure that I explain to everyone on the call that this is the way to start to raise your prices so that people see it as value and they don't see it as, oh, she's just charging more per hour. Is that clear for everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, and like when you hear about Elizabeth and Sue's program, at least for me, I don't know if this is true for everyone on the call, I'm thinking, gosh, I want that. For, you know what I mean? Like, I want that program. I think, you know, I want her to come cook, you know, cook with me, and I want her to, you know, do some private yoga with me, right? And that's the kind of reaction you want from people, is you want it to be a really juicy program full of, like, lots of funness and bonuses and things that are, like, really luscious for them, that they actually want to do it. But I don't want you, for those of you that are just starting, your main job is to make it simple enough that it can roll off your tongue with comfort and ease. So it doesn't have to be fancy. For 5 years, I did very straightforward programs where I did not, you know, there were 2 or 3 sessions a month. It was just coaching on the phone. It wasn't complicated, you know. Or if you're just doing treatment, like I know Dr. Kate's doing, you know, in-office treatment, you could totally keep it simple for a while, but I want to just give you a head start into thinking about, well, how do I make premium-level programs? How do I make programs that people are going to pay me a lot more for, and this is the direction that you want to go in for that?
Monica?
Yeah.
Is this the same as the signature program, these packages?
Good question. There's a difference, right? So this is your, you know, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. These are your program offerings, and so when somebody says, I want to work with you, right, your signature system is actually the content that you are going to teach them in your program. So for Sue, for example, the program that she's offering is the features, it's the, what she's offering is, you know, the 6 coaching sessions, the 2 cooking sessions, the 6 yoga sessions. But that doesn't actually speak to what the person's going to learn in the program, right? That is your signature system. And it's going to be 6 steps that you're going to, that's what you're going to be teaching. That's your curriculum. That's like your table of contents, so what you go over with your clients. And we haven't covered that. We're not going to cover it. We haven't covered it yet. We're not going to cover it today. That's going to be covered when we meet again in March. We're going to go over your signature system. And it's all going to come together for you guys. Don't worry. You guys are going to, you know, by the middle of March, you're going to have your niche, your pitch, the program that you offer, what you charge for it, and the signature system that you teach within the program itself, right? So it's all going to start, and so you'll have everything you need to be able to go out and talk to clients about what it is that you do, do more initial sessions, and start signing people up to become your clients. So do I need to explain that again, or is that clear, the difference?
It is, but so for me now, I mean, I'm still working on my pitch, so I feel like I'm way back there somewhere. So basically, just work on my pitch and just start, you know, talking to people and getting people to do sessions with me, and then everything else will kind of fall into place. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. And Leslie, be careful. You're not working on your pitch. You did it 3 times with me yesterday. So don't take yourself out of the game by thinking that you need to be more perfect than you need to be. You just need to do your pitch.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like you've got it. You just need to say it, right?
Okay.
In fact, everyone in this group has a working pitch. Everybody that's posted it on the forum, actually, that I've read, right? You don't have to work on it anymore. You just need to practice it, right? And the only way that you're going to practice it is by doing it, by going out there and talking to people about what you do. And once you give them the pitch, then you will ask them to do an initial session with you. And then in the initial session, you will do what we went over in the initial session. You'll ask those questions. And at the end of your initial session, you'll say, great, would you like to hear more about my program, right? And then they'll say yes, and that is when you do the description of what you offer in your programs and how much you charge. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So what I'm doing is I'm piecing together all the elements for all of you to be able to feel really confident, you know, about knowing. And it's okay if you still have, you know, like if you are somebody that's got more than one niche, you're going to have 2 niches, 2 pitches, 2 different kinds of programs. Like Elizabeth has 2 niches. Elizabeth, will you tell them what your other niche is?
Right. My other niche is business people who want to gain insights about different kinds of investments or personnel issues through accessing their Akashic records.
Great. And did we come up with a name for your program for that?
I keep losing that face.
Sorry.
That's okay. Did we come up with a name for that? I think we did.
I think it was just Business Insight, if I remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I think
you're
it was
right.
The Business,
Business Insights
program.
Business Insights program.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she's got, so Elizabeth is going to have, you know, two totally different niche markets for a while, or maybe forever. And then she's going to have two different niches, two different pitches, two different programs. And then when we do signature systems, she's probably going to have two different signature systems that she takes people through once they sign up with her, you know, and you'll all sort of see it all come together once we learn the signature system. Great. Any other questions?
Yes, I have one.
If
I am, I'm still fairly new to the coaching world.
Yes.
And I am just really loving hearing about some of the other packages, and I'm wondering if, is it too early for me to launch into one of the more elaborate packages, or should I start with a basic one?
Great question. Joyce, I would practice for you. Like, I think you could totally try. The most important thing that I'm concerned about is that you've got to be able to get somebody to be able to have it come out of your mouth smoothly.
Right.
So for you, it's a personal decision. The reason I'm teaching this is because I think absolutely, if you want to start with a more elaborate program, go for it, right? I wouldn't teach it to you if I didn't think you could do it, but practice it and see how it comes out. And if you feel like you're bungling it up or if they're confused, then you may want to go a little basic and then go, you know, I would just say try it and see how it goes for the time being. And also, Joyce said something to me on the call the other day where she said, is it okay for us to start with 3-month programs instead of 6-month or 12-month programs? And absolutely, like if you're more comfortable because it's a lower price point for people, it's just easier to handle, that's totally okay to start with 3 months and then eventually expand the longer engagements with your clients. Does that make sense, Joyce?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Good. Okay. So let me just go back into lecture mode here, and I'm just going to see, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to wrap up here. Wow, okay. So I'm going to wrap up here with having the money conversation. So we've gone over this a little bit when we talked about the initial sessions, but I just want to be clear here that if you're going to raise your prices, right, you also have to raise your level of skill set around selling. And around doing initial sessions and around having the money conversation. So money tips. Don't make assumptions. Confirm that you're going, don't get hung up on the fact that you have to go after people that have the money. Because time and time again, I have been astounded by the fact that if I do a good initial session and I really show people the value that I could have on their lives, they are willing to scramble to figure out the money. So just this, actually 2 weeks ago, I had a business owner who had a really great business who's ripe for making more money come to me and really want to work with me, and she didn't have the money. And then as soon as she realized that she could really do better, you know, and rebuild her business, she actually went back and sold some of the stuff in her apartment, right, to be able to pay to work with me. So just don't make assumptions about who can work with you and who can't. Know that if you're more committed to them signing up than they are committed to not signing up, you're probably going to get a new client. Use the mirror test. So practice asking for your new price. So practice, practice, practice. You're going to hear me harp on this for the next 2 months. Practice, practice, practice. Practice doing your initial sessions. Practice talking about your program. Practice asking for money. And if you need more practice, then you have people in your life to do it with, get on the forum and start asking people, like in this group, to practice with you. All of you should have done an initial session with your buddy, right? And there's a, you know, there's 15 people in this group. There are plenty of people for you to do initial sessions with to keep practicing. And then also practice in the mirror, right? You want to look yourself in the mirror and say out loud how much your packages are. And do that until you can do it without wincing. Refine your free session process. So just make sure you're confident doing an initial session and that you're asking the right questions. And you just want to you want to practice doing them. That's the only real way to get confident about them. And I put the parts of an initial session here, which are the results, making sure that you get, you understand where they, what kind of results they want. Then you want to ask them where they are now. Then you want to ask them problems they've had in the past and what worked for them in the past. And then you want to value the results that you're going to get for them. So you want to ask them this question, which is, hypothetically, if we were to work together, what would those results be worth to you? I'm going to repeat that. Hypothetically, if we were to work together, what would those results be worth to you? You want to make clear that your value, you want to try to get the client to tangibly identify what the value is for them. So, let's say that you are, I know Larkin, one of her niches was considering working with people in relationships. So she might say to her client, hypothetically, if we were to work together and I were to help you and your husband have a better relationship and communicate better, what would that be worth for you? And she'd be like, I don't know. And Larkin might say, well, would it mean that he wouldn't leave? Yeah, would it mean that you guys could spend more time together? Yeah, would it mean that you could take vacations together? Yeah, would it mean possibly that you would consider having a child together at some point? Because that's something I know you really want. Absolutely. So if you were to hire me, you might actually have more vacation, more time with somebody you love, and you might actually be able to start a family. Great, but would you like to hear about my program? So do you see that when you really get clear on the value that they're offering and you have them get clear on the value that you're offering, whatever money you're charging is often going to be way less than the results that they're getting from you. When you do ask for your price, pause after you ask for the money. Don't justify, don't make excuses, don't assume something's wrong. So you want to say, the price of my program is $3,000 for 6 months, or it's six payments of $500. How does that sound for you? And just pause. Do not say anything. Do not try to rattle in between, because some of you are going to get nervous, and you're immediately going to be like, I know that's expensive, but it's really worth it. And, I mean, if you need to, I can take the price down. And, well, what do you think of this? Just let there be quiet, let the person evaluate, and be okay with whatever comes next, right? Well, I wasn't thinking of spending that much. Great, I know it's pricey, but it's really worth it. Quiet. Well, I don't know where I'll find that money. Okay, great. Well, should we talk about ways that we could brainstorm for you to find that? Right, so just really listen and don't go into a place of panic around asking for more money. And then use compliments. So one of the things that's really helpful is to inspire your clients by letting them know that they're ideal for the work that you're doing. I mean, I'm not telling you to lie to them. If they're not, then don't say that. But if the client in front of you is absolutely perfect and you know you can help them, you definitely want to let them know you're an ideal client for this. You're absolutely perfect. You're persistent and you're hardworking and you're kind and you're open. And I know that my program would be really helpful to you because everybody that's like you has done really well in the past. Right? So you really want to use compliments also to strengthen their confidence that this is going to work for them. Okay. So we've done a lot here, and I've talked straight through what was supposed to be our 15-minute break. So what I'm going to do here is I do think that we need a break here. So why don't we go ahead and come back at 4:15. So we'll start the next class at 4:15. So that changes the schedule a little bit. Please come back at 4:15, and we will continue from there. thank you to everybody, and I will see you on the next call.